Welcome to Mom Talk Radio, the show that tackles topics important to you and your family. Finances, food, education, technology, and everything in between. We've got it covered on Mom Talk. Now, here's the host of the top-rated show for moms, Maria Bailey, on Mom Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mom Talk Radio. I'm Maria Bailey, and I am so excited that you're here. Did you get tricked yesterday, April Fool's Day? My husband loves April Fool's, loves it. He tries to get me every single year. I was telling someone just the other day in preparation for April Fool's Day that one year he took my Diet Coke, and every day I drank out of the same Diet Coke cup, and he put black cold coffee in there. So I come out, you know, half awake. I grab my Diet Coke. I said, I see it on the counter. I'm like, oh, Tim already poured my Diet Coke for me. And I pick up the cup, I gulp, and it's cold black coffee. Oh, it's terrible. Anyways, he, of course, had the laugh of his life out of it. And I have still not forgiven him. But anyways, no need to forgive you. I'm actually excited you're here. And it is no joke that Tasty Tomatoes is bringing you today's Mom Talk Radio. It's no joke that they are actually the best tomato I've ever eaten. And I love, love, love Tasty Tomatoes. And in fact, they one time I changed grocery stores and they didn't have them and I had to ask for them. So if you don't have them in your grocery store, ask for them by name, Tasty Tomatoes and Tasty Lee Tomatoes. And they're so good because they've worked so hard at making sure the seeds carry the genetic coating for good flavor, and they allow them to ripe on the vine. So it's the secret to a good tomato is to actually buy the right brand, I guess. I also want to thank our sponsor, Pre-Mama. You can drink Pre-Mama if you're pregnant or you're a lactation mom, or maybe you're even trying to get pregnant. They have dissolvable supplement now that can be put into your juice. You don't have to gag on a big horse pill, and you can find them at CVS, Target, Amazon, and other specialty stores. DrinkPreMama.com is their website. So check them out. And thank you to both Tasty Lee Tomatoes and Pre-Mama for bringing you Mom Talk Radio. You know, this doesn't happen by magic, folks. You know, somebody's got to bring me into your home, either on your iPad, iTunes, or on the radio station that you're listening to right now. Can you believe we've been doing this for 20 years? 20 years I've been talking to Mom on Mom Talk Radio. And I I'm so indebted to all of our loyal listeners out there. And thank you so, so much that you stay tuned. So talk about staying tuned. Today, we have a really, really great show for you. We are going to be talking with a parent who is experiencing one of those age-old parental problems, battle of willpower. And Nick Mary is a parent of two, and he's going to be talking to us about that. And he'll be talking to us in his English accent because he's joining us from Bristol, England. You know, Mom Talk Radio, we bring you guests from around the globe. And we're going to be talking with KDT Parker, who is a mom, a wife, and a former collegiate soccer player. She does Ironmans. Oh, she is just a strong woman. Anyways, when we return, we've got KDT Parker lined up to talk to you a little bit about photography and how you can present your children in a way that makes them look prettier than they even are already.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am super excited to have with us Kate T. Parker. She's a mom, a wife, a former collegiate soccer player. She's done Ironmans, and she is a professional photographer who shoots both fine art projects and commercial work for clients across North America. Her Strong is the New Pretty photo series has led to a collaboration with brands like Kellogg and Oxygen and to a book of the same name. I saw it in an airport recently, and I said, oh, my gosh, we've got to get this woman on Mom Talk Radio. So here she is. Kate The project has inspired Kate to launch a philanthropic arm of Strong is the New Pretty, and she's partnered with organizations that invest in girls' health. One organization that I love, Girls on the Run, Glam for Good, and Girls Inc. She lives in Atlanta with her family, where I actually like to run. So I'm delighted to welcome Kate Parker to Mom Talk Radio. Hi, Kate.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. So Red Top Mountain is my favorite place to run in Atlanta.
Oh, nice.
And so maybe sometime we can meet there on the trails.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So I saw your book and I was just like, that is the smartest, most empowering thing that I have seen in a long time. So I am super excited that you're here. And I just have to ask you, what motivated you to come up with the idea of the photography series?
Well, I'm a mom of two girls, and I was shooting my girls, every day just for good practice. And I noticed that the images that were the strongest and that resonated with me were the ones where the girls were being themselves, which my girls meant, that dirty and silly and emotional and in my face. And they weren't necessarily smiling for the camera or doing anything in particular to like brush their hair or change anything. And I wanted my girls to know that that was enough and that was beautiful and that they didn't have to change themselves to be worthy.
Mm-hmm. And what do you hope that people that other moms and people in general take away from your photo series?
Well, I hope that the takeaway, that the message is received that who you are inside and what you love and how you act is enough. That beauty is your beauty is there, and your beauty is in your uniqueness and what makes you different. And that it's not in a hairstyle, it's not in a clothing, it's not in in a size. That we get sent so many messages from the media that, you have to be perfect and smiling right, to be considered beautiful. But it started very small for me. I didn't want my girls to think that. I didn't want them to feel like they had to change who they were. And it was a message that I got from my parents, and I passed it along to my girls. And then through this book, I had an opportunity to share that message with something concrete. And I felt like it was such an amazing chance to share something that I truly believed in.
Yeah. And it's so cool how it's grown into this whole philanthropic, I even think it's beyond that. It's almost grown into a movement. I mean, everywhere I look, I've noticed the book and I've noticed the pictures or I've seen it on social media. So I love the fact that it has kind of become a movement. Were you overwhelmed by that?
I honestly, at first I was because the images before they were a book, they went viral, and I was not prepared for that. I was not prepared for that level of attention. And it was really overwhelming. But with the book, I was because I had this little trial run, I thought it was this really great opportunity, because when the images first came out, they were just my girls and their friends, and that's a certain kind of strength, and that looks a certain way, and it's not necessarily representative of all girls and all kinds of strength. And that was a lot of the feedback that I got, that what's wrong with princesses? My daughter isn't a tomboy. What is wrong with that? And what I was saying in the articles was exactly that. It doesn't matter whoever you are, let's celebrate that. But the pictures weren't showing it. So I really took the opportunity when doing the book to show that diversity and strength, and show that strength does not always just look like it does, in athletes, like making hustle or playing a game.
Right, right. So how do you think that girls can retain their ability to live fearlessly even when they grow up? Because it seems like we celebrate these we celebrate these moments, but then they get older, right? And mm-hmm. things happen. I watch it with my own kids. They go into high school and bullying among girls when we should be supporting each other starts. And then, you know, then they get beat down a little bit in college and, you know, mm-hmm. in the workplace. So how do you maintain that, you think?
I do. I think it's so hard because I think even as women, we forget it. And it's mm-hmm. a message, I think, that resonates, you know, regardless of gender. I mean, it's really just about celebrating who you are mm-hmm. or age. And it's a message that we all could use reminding of all of the time, of our power, of our uniqueness, and that that thing that about us that makes us special is really the best part of us. And I think as long as you try your hardest when your girls are young, you know, when mm-hmm. they believe it, when they think that they're amazing, when they're super confident, as long as you keep encouraging that, everybody goes through these dips and these, and you know, the valleys and the lows and right. the highs. But if, as long as you keep reminding them, of that, you know, you used to think you're awesome. You used to believe that, you know, I think we right. all can come back to it. Like, it's like building this base of confidence because you know it's going to get rattled in adolescence and college. Right. But hopefully they'll remember, you know, what you taught them and come back to it. Because it goes up and it goes down. But as right. long as you're right. there reminding them of that message that you want them to take with them, I think that's really the best that you can do.
Right. Well, really, really great stuff. And if our listeners want to find out more about you and your project, they can go to Kate, the letter T, Parker.com. And Kate, I just want to congratulate you and also thank you for starting this movement, because I think it's a really good one. And I know it's one that I'm supporting in my household with my daughter. So thank you very much for all your efforts and all of the people that you're going to affect with it. So thanks, Kate.
Oh, thank you very much for help spreading this.
And when we return, we're going to turn the spotlight on Olivia Douglas. She has a blog that she's doing pretty amazing things with.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
You know, we're all very innovative, particularly right after we have children. And our mom this week, Spotlight on Mom, we're putting the spotlight on Olivia Douglas. She has a 2-year-old, which means she's extremely busy, but she's also found time in her day for blogging. And her website is thisandthatwitholivia.com. It's a really cool blog that I stumbled upon recently and thought that it would be beneficial to share it with you, our listeners. So welcome, Olivia, to Mom Talk Radio.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So I don't want to, you know, steal your splash and thunder, and you probably describe it better. What will readers and listeners find when they go to This and That with Olivia?
So I started my blog back when I was in college. So in 2007, started out as a coupon deal blog and then kind of morphed into more once I graduated college and became a mom, got married and all of that fun stuff. And now it's more of a lifestyle blog. And so you'll find anything from recipes to parenting tips to organization tips to travel. I travel with Disney, Focus Features Films, and all kinds of stuff. So that's why the title is This and That with Olivia, because it's a little bit of everything on there, mainly parenting things. I work a full-time job in addition to blogging. And then, like you said, I have a 2-year-old. So it's a little bit of everything on there.
So what is your best, advice for those moms who are working a full-time job like you are and trying to manage motherhood? Like, how do you do it? What's your secret? Because everybody does it a little bit differently.
Yeah, it's a challenge. I'll start with that. Definitely just finding the time to do it is always a challenge. I live out of my planner. I use a paper planner and I write everything down, whether it's my blog, my full-time job, doctor's appointments, and anything like that. That's like my main thing that I do. And in addition to that, I make sure that I have everything lined up. Like my husband and my son are very supportive of everything that I do. And so that's extremely important to have that support system in place. And then additionally, I make sure that I have the proper equipment ready. So we have a photo studio in the house that I can easily just access and use it quickly instead of spending an hour setting it up. And so just time management is the huge, huge thing.
Yeah, I lived by the daytimer too, and I agree with you. Like, you just have to write it all down or you tend to get, it gets lost in the shuffle, you know?
So what is
your favorite thing to write about?
I really enjoyed recipes. That's like a huge thing for me. I've always enjoyed cooking and trying new recipes and sharing them on my blog. That's probably my favorite thing to do. They also take the most time to do because, you know, while you're cooking, you have to take pictures and write it all down. But it's a lot of fun.
And before we end, what kind of springtime content do you think you'll be putting up on your blog?
So I just published a post that's the 40 things to do in spring, like your spring bucket list. And that's probably one of my favorite posts that I wrote because it has a lot of things that maybe you wouldn't think that you could do in the spring. And it's helpful for once the weather gets warmer. You know, you can take your family outside and truly enjoy it.
So what is your favorite, like, what is your all-time favorite thing to do in the spring? I'm kind of interested now.
Well, we absolutely love to go to the park. We have two dogs as well. And so we love to go and play fetch with them. And my son absolutely loves the slides in the park. And we just kind of go as a family and spend time walking around and letting him play and all of that. So that's probably my favorite thing to do.
And then what's the second favorite?
My second favorite would probably be exploring. We live near D.C. And so just going in and seeing like the cherry blossoms and going into museums and seeing. So there's a lot to do that's outdoors. And just walking around the National Mall is awesome.
Yeah, it is. And I'm going to go now and read the other 38 that we didn't get to talk about. And I'm going to do that, everybody, by going to thisandthatwitholivia.com. Olivia, thank you so much for spending some of your busy day with us today on Mom Talk Radio. And we have a link to Olivia's blog on momtalkradio.com as well. And when we return, we're going to be speaking with one dad who experiences that age-old problem, battle of the willpower.
Radio, a busy mom's best friend. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
I am delighted to be joined from across the pond by Nick Mary. He is a parent of two kids experiencing the age-old parental problem of battle of the willpower. We've all experienced it, right? Professionally, he's experienced in providing products that deliver something needed or wanted by a customer. So convincing his kids that they want to put down their screens and go outside is altogether more challenging. And he is the managing director of Screen Time Labs. And Nick and his team live to help parents with their challenge. It all starts with a brief belief that kids should be allowed to be kids. And Nick is going to tell us a little bit more about that. He lives with his wife and children in Bristol, England, one of my favorite places to vacation and visit. So welcome, Nick, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, you know, I'm glad to know that that parents everywhere have the same problem, and that is getting kids to put down their screen time and also just knowing how to better manage it. So summer's right around the corner, and I think you have some ideas around that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a new problem, a new phenomenon, if you will, that 10 years ago, kids didn't have access to the internet 24/7. And so for every other parental bit of advice, people tend to turn to their own parents to get advice. I can't talk to my mum about how she helped me manage the amount of time I spent on my mobile phone because they didn't exist when I was a child. And so kids today have access to pretty much anything they want via their mobile devices. And although we live in a world where technology is very, very important, and without it, people would be at a disadvantage versus everybody else. But there has to be a balance between what kids do as they grow up, and we need to be allowed to allow kids to be kids. And I think it's very important that that children have a balance between the online world and the offline world. And that is what the Screen Time app is there to assist.
So tell me how the app works.
Well, simply, you, as a parent, you install the app on your mobile phone or your tablet, and the instructions take you through on how to install it on your child's phone as well. The two are connected, paired, and you then control what your child does on their mobile phone. So if the child downloads a new app, you have to approve it before they can access it. If it's 9 o'clock in the evening and it's time for bed, then you can switch off their mobile phone or access to their mobile phone. So they go to sleep and get a good night's sleep and are ready for school the next day. If it's 7 o'clock in the evening, it's time for dinner, and no matter how many times you shout upstairs to come downstairs to have their dinner, they ignore you. You can go on your phone, you can press pause, and their phone will stop instantly, and lo and behold, the child arrives a couple of minutes later. So it's really about help, assisting a parent, empowering a parent to put limits on what their kids do when it comes to the amount of time they spend on their mobile devices. And, you know, it helps with arguments in the home, and that's a great thing, because trying to prise a mobile out of the hands of a child is quite a tough thing when they're into their game or their movie or whatever it is they're doing on the phone at the time. But this is about fundamentally about enabling parents to encourage their children to have a diversity in what they do in their own time. So if they're not permanently plugged into their mobile phones, they are more inclined to go and explore other things, get outside, get on their bikes, kick a ball around, do some creative stuff. So so it's really fundamentally about trying to encourage people to allow their kids a diverse upbringing.
So much more convenient to, I know when I used to try to manage my kids' phone, you know, if you log into AT&T or your provider, there's so many, it's so clunky, and so it's really,
it makes it
so manageable. I remember one time I put time limits on my kids' phone, and I had visions of it when you were just talking about it. It was 9:01 and their phones clicked off. Man, I never saw my kids come downstairs so fast in their entire life, like screaming at me, like this huge injustice had happened. But it is
interesting because when this first happens, obviously this isn't something that kids want. So if you go onto the app stores, the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, and you read some of the customer reviews, you can spot the ones that the kids write, and the kids aren't too happy. But that sort of happy or that anger disappears after a couple of weeks once they kind of start to understand what's going on and why their parents are doing what they're doing. And what this does, it almost offers an opportunity to have that sort of adult conversation with your child about why this sort of thing is so important and the dangers of the internet. And so it's a facilitator for parents. It doesn't replace the need to be a parent. It just helps make it a little bit easier.
Right. It makes it a little bit more convenient. So yes. Do you think that that screen time, so is there a way to adapt it? So depending upon the age of the child, as the child grows, I'm sure as most parents, we decide, okay, we can give up some of that control or what have you. I'm sure it
absolutely
has that flexibility, right?
Absolutely. So the power is in the hands of the parent. So limits that they might put on their child when they're a bit younger can be switched off or amended as the child gets older. And I'm not forgetting that a lot of education through the schools is done via applications these days. And I know my child comes home and he has to get onto our tablet to do some of his homework. So you can't restrict that, otherwise it kind of it stops them doing their schoolwork. So you can select which apps you want to restrict and which apps you don't want to restrict. So
oh, that's great.
If your child is addicted to Minecraft and you've found that he's been on his phone at 3 o'clock in the morning playing Minecraft, then you can make sure you switch that one off. But you can allow the education app that they might have to use to do their homework.
That's fantastic. Well, I and tell everyone before we say goodbye where they can go to find the app.
So we are called Screen Time, Screen Time Labs. If you can either go online to screentimelabs.com or you can simply go to the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store, and if you search for parental control Screen Time, you will find us most of the time at the top of the list there. So it's very, very straightforward. And you simply you start with a 14-day free trial, and there is no commitment at that point whatsoever. So if you can do the free trial and you can walk away after that with no money parted, but after the free trial, if you like what you've seen, then you can sign up.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We'll have a link on momtalkradio.com. Thank you very much. ScreenTimeLabs.com is where you'll find them. And when we return, we're going to be speaking with Laura Blank. She is with World Vision, and she's going to talk a little bit about global water and the importance that has on the health of our children.
This is Mom Talk Radio. Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
I am excited to bring to you some really important information about things that you can be engaged in as a mom and your family can take part in. Laura Blank is joining us. She's the Senior Public Relations Advisor at World Vision and one of my favorite nonprofit organizations. She's a former television news producer. Like most working women, she's living on the tight wire of balancing her family and a full-time career, throwing in a little exercise and some community service work. And she's the mother of two. She's a humanitarian spokesperson who's been working with World Vision for nearly 10 years. So she knows her stuff when it comes to World Vision. So she's here today to talk to us a little bit about Global 6K for water. So welcome, Laura, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us, first of all, a little bit about World Vision and what is their, you know, role in the world and making a difference?
World Vision is a Christian humanitarian organization, and we work in about 100 countries, including right here in the United States. And what we do is three pronged. So we work on the emergency response side. We also work on the community development level. And then we advocate in global capitals like D.C. and London and Geneva to change the policies that might be keeping people in systems of injustice.
And what is Global 6K for Water?
I'm so excited about this. This is actually the world's largest 6K walk for water. It's the third year that we've done it, but it's the first year that it's gone global to the extent that it has. So I just checked the map the other day. We now have host sites in Brazil, in Japan, in several countries in Africa, in Canada, the United States. It's really growing, and it's so exciting to see. So 6 kilometers is about 3.5 miles, or maybe about 15 laps around the track, if you can imagine that. 6 kilometers is the average distance that a young girl or woman in the developing world typically walks every day just to find water, and often that water is dirty. So if you imagine what that would be like for a young girl, maybe your daughter, a niece, a friend, a neighbor, mm-hmm. carrying that water back. That's the equivalent of about 40 pounds or a microwave. So put a microwave mm-hmm. on your head and walk 15 laps around a track trying to bring water to your family. And often it's not even clean. So the 6K right. is a chance for us all to get a little bit of a better sense of what that's like. And every $50 registration provides clean water to one person.
Clean water. We really take it for granted. And it's so important. I know in Africa, for instance, that more babies die from the lack of clean water before the age of 3 than anything else. And so this is such a great initiative. So how do people get involved?
You know, everyone is busy, but if you talk to a lot of moms, they say, I really want to learn how to model this for my children. I want to teach my children how to give back. I want to teach them how to be a good neighbor, how to learn about issues that are outside of their own little lives and outside mm-hmm. of our families or our homes. So the great thing about this is you can really do it in your neighborhood. I'm going to do it with my kids, throw them in the stroller, grab my husband and a couple of friends, and we're going to map 6 kilometers in my neighborhood. And just walk around the block and do it that way. It'd probably take about an hour and a half walking. But that's the thing that I love about it is it's so accessible for everybody. And you don't have to be a super athlete to do this. You don't have to train right. for it. You don't have to find the extra time to do it. You really can go out and do it with some family and friends, take a Saturday morning and a big cup of coffee with little ones and go out right. and do this walk together. And on the way, while you're walking, talking to your children in an age-appropriate way about why we're doing it and why it's so important that we participate is I just think it's such a great event, and I'm so excited about it.
Since I have children that are a little bit older, this is something also, all those kids out there that need volunteer hours, this mm-hmm. would be a really great project for my high school daughter to take in and get, you know, classmates to do with her one Saturday morning and be able to make a bigger impact by doing this with her peers. So there's like, it's great that anybody can participate and the cause is just so, so impactful.
You make a great point about your teenage daughter. We had a student a couple of weeks ago got up in front of her church and said, hey, everybody can do this. We're going to do it. And she herself as a high schooler is coordinating a host site. So if you go to the website, which is worldvision6k.org, you can sign up as an individual or you can sign up to host a site in your community, which means anyone in your community can join. And World Vision will actually provide you, we'll send you a race in the box, we're calling it. So it will give, you'll get a big box to your door, and it will have everything you need to actually make this race happen, along with access to a private Facebook group for all of our host site leaders to ask questions and share ideas and talk about how they're doing this all across the country. Last weekend, we had more people sign up to be host sites than we've ever had in the history of the race. So it's really exciting.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, we got to run, but literally, no pun intended. But Laura, thank you so much for joining us. WorldVision6K.org. We got a link to it on Mom Talk Radio. And when we return, we're going to turn our attention to a book on adrenal thyroid revolution.
Mom Talk Radio, a busy mom's best friend.
So many of you probably are like me and you're like, how do I get my metabolism and my hormones and my mind and my mood all aligned? Well, I have the answer here. Well, actually, our guest does. Dr. Aviva Rome is joining us. She's the author of The Adrenal Thyroid Revolution, a proven 4-week program to rescue your metabolism, hormones, mind, and mood. And she is a Yale-trained, board-certified family physician with a specialty in women's health and obstetrics. She has done amazing things. She lives in Massachusetts, and I want her to get right into this revolution that she has chronicled in her new book. So welcome, Aviva, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Well, so tell us a little bit about, you know, the thought process and what this book brings, the solution to women.
So, you know, I have had one patient after another. My practice is primarily women and kids, and so many women, moms and not moms, were coming in of all ages, from their 20s to their 60s, saying things like, you know, I just don't have the energy I should. I'm trying to lose weight no matter what I can, what I try. I'm dieting, I'm exercising, I'm doing all the right things. And they really were. And not losing weight. And also just struggling with a lot of anxiety, overwhelm, just too much on their plates, you know, complete inability to hit the pause button, rotten sleep, hormones all over the place. And I started to say, you know what? What is going on here? Because this is not just tens of thousands or millions, really, tens of millions of women suddenly in America all of a sudden having bad genes and bad habits. So I started to look at what the underlying, or as we say in functional medicine, root causes of what was going on for women. And I started to see some health patterns, but then some things going on deeper than that, like problems with their gut and their microbiome, a lot of digestive disturbances, irregularities in when women were going to sleep and how much sleep they were getting, that affecting their cravings and their energy the next day and their mind and their mood, and then vicious cycles of things like cravings and eating more sugar and that affecting focus and concentration and yanking blood sugar all around and that affecting weight and metabolism. And cortisol is a particularly interesting hormone because in many ways it's the master or mistress, or there's not really a great word, mistress doesn't sound quite right, but it's sort of the conductor hormone of all the other hormones. And so when that's off balance because of stress, overwhelm, poor sleep, irregular eating, and self-care habits, it can affect every other hormone in the body, the metabolism hormones, thyroid, blood sugar hormones, and sex hormones like estrogen and progesterone, which affect our fertility and our cycles, et cetera.
Wow. So what do we do about all of this?
Well, there's a lot we can actually do. Yeah, there's a lot we can actually do. You know, one of the first things I really encourage us all to do is hit the pause button. I think we live in this 24/7 world where we're constantly checking email, checking our phones. You know, we're on top of it with our kids, our work, and we're all over the place. And we don't often just hit the pause button for long enough to say, how do I want to feel? How am I really feeling? And I think a lot of us know what the gap is. I think a lot of us know when we're saying yes to that one thing too many where that straw breaks the camel's back. And it's that overwhelm and that overdrive and that sort of self-push that we're always doing. If we can just stop that even for a little bit, I even say do it for 10 days. Say no to more things for 10 days. Pay more attention to how you're feeling and get better sleep. And that can often start to shift things right there. Taking the sugar out of our diet, I know that sounds so traumatic in so many ways, but I promise you, I've worked with thousands and thousands of women. They take it out 3 days. They're off the craving, and all of a sudden they have more energy, not less. They're sleeping better, not worse.
I can tell you, okay, I'm just going to jump in here and say amen to that, because I have not had bread or sugar, anything unnatural since January. And I have to tell you, I feel so good. I feel like I have more energy than I've ever had in my entire life. I mean, amen to that one. So
it's crazy. So, we do these things, and congratulations. That's awesome. It's awesome that you did that. And we do these things and we think they're actually giving us energy, but even coffee, all the sodas, everything with caffeine, it gives you energy for a minute. You know, sugar gives you energy for a minute, maybe an hour, maybe 2 hours, but then actually over time, it's an energy robber. And you've experienced when you get onto your own natural energy and bread, even though it's not sugar directly, it breaks down into sugar in our body. Yes. Those things rob our energy. You take it out, you feel great.
I want to have you back because there's so much more we could talk to, but I want to make sure before they cut me off here that I get the book in there. It's The Adrenal Thyroid Revolution, a proven 4-week program to rescue your metabolism, hormone, mind, and mood. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we have a link to the book on Mom Talk Radio. And thank you guys for joining as well. We'll be back next week right here on Mom Talk Radio.